Hi, everybody. Kevin Vaughn, investigative reporter at 9 News here with the 9 Wants to Know team. In the first season of Blame, our podcast looked at the death of Jill Wells on the eastern plains of Colorado in 2001 and asked the question as to whether her 6-year-old son was really to blame for her death. We continue to look into all kinds of interesting cases, and I'm excited that my colleague Jeremy Hohola is going to be tackling Blame Season 2. Jeremy,
yeah,
tell us about what you're working on.
So this involves another death, this time here in Denver. This story is really intriguing to us. We reported a little bit on this story. What happened was, earlier this year, in February of 2018, a man was found dead in his home near 50th and Tennyson, right there on that corner. It turns out, a year before he was found dead, he was reported missing. He was found dead in his own living room 1 year, almost the exact day after his family reported him missing. This raises all sorts of questions. Like,
I'm hooked. You know, you and I sit about 10 feet away from each other, so I'm, you know, generally aware of what you're working on. I can't wait to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, and you know, we've been reaching out to so many people who were connected to this man. This includes neighbors. We've reached out to his family. We've been talking a lot with his family, and they have so many questions about what happened here. They tried looking for him. They couldn't find him. Throughout this podcast, you'll see this kind of revealing of information as we get it. What we're seeing in this case is even more intrigue. But then as more answers come in, there's more questions. It's just one of those circumstances that you look at this and it's like, it's unacceptable for a man to vanish in Denver for a whole year and then be found 1 year later in his living room. It's just unacceptable. We're trying to figure out how can this happen in our society.
This sounds amazing. I don't know if you read the book Into the Wild about a guy who disappeared into the wilds of Alaska and was found dead long after. And that wouldn't surprise you. He was in the middle of nowhere. This is right in a Denver neighborhood with cars driving up and down the street every day and moms and dads walking their kids to school on the sidewalk.
And that was the story of Chris McCandless. He chose to kind of, you know, to drop out and go out into the wilderness. There's some parallels here with that story here too, because you have a man who's, you know, much older than Chris was. You have a man that was, his name was Charles Frary. He went by Chuck. He was 68 years old when he disappeared. He lived in an urban setting, in an urban neighborhood, and he had a host of mental health issues. He essentially became so reclusive and so self-removed from society that a lot of people didn't even notice that he vanished for months.
Disappeared in plain sight, it sounds like.
Yes, disappeared in plain sight right in the middle of a big metropolitan area. And for a whole year, he was in this house. Or maybe not. We don't know. He may have been coming and going.
Wow.
We don't know.
When does this start?
We'll be dropping this in a couple of weeks, so subscribe now so you don't miss
it. And you'll be able to find it on iTunes and SoundCloud and all those places.
It'll be on iTunes, SoundCloud, and we'll have it on 9news.com, of course.
Can't wait.